to the interview and hear a little bit about the Panhandle chapter of Trout Unlimited. And while we were sitting waiting for to start the interview, Lauren told me that this is an international group also. So what's the history here? What's the mission?
The mission is strictly for conserving, protecting, and restoring North America's cold water fisheries and their watershed, which means that we are basically a conservation group and a conservation education group. We're not a fishing club, although I have to say a lot of us in the club do fly fish. There is some fly fish talk going on at the board meetings, but we are basically a conservation group.
So you say preserving and...
Preserving, restoring, and protecting North America cold water fisheries. We don't deal with warm water fisheries, with the spiny ray type fish.
So how do you do those three things, preserve, restore, and protect, an area like this?
Stream restoration is a big one. And another really big one is since the building of Cabinet Gorge Dam in the 50s, the Ponderay area has lost probably 80% of the spawning grounds that bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout used to use. So we're in the process, along with Fishing Game, Idaho Fishing Game, and Avista, we're in the process of trying to restore those runs back to their former grandeur and get a fishery for those two species.
When you say restore those back to where they were, is that actually going out with shovels and working on things? Or
that actually is going out with shovels and working on things. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. As well as there's other things that we do. Lauren, you want to jump in?
Well, part of it, too, when he talks about the Avista, right now they're transporting bull trout above the dams to get them back into their natural habitat. This summer, they're going to start that process with West Slope cutthroat trout, which has been kind of a slow process to get to, but they're finally arrived at that situation. So they can get them back into their native streams and see where those fish are coming from, so that hopefully down the road they're building a fish passage facility at Cabinet Gorge Dam. And hopefully in the next couple of years, they'll be utilizing that to the full extent of putting fish above the dam. They can come back through the system, but they can't get above the dam. So
we've had a good working relationship with Fish and Game, and they actually have been including us in some of their projects and some of the ideas. And we're the boots on the ground, so to speak.
That's okay. That happens to everyone.
One of us in here forgot to turn off our phone.
Yep.
And one of the projects that we've gone 3 years in a row, is Fish and Game has done some electroshocking in Trestle Creek and Granite Creek, and we've been putting pit tags in the fish, and then there's a reader at the mouth, and we're trying to see how many of these small cutthroat go out into the lake and when they come back for spawning. So part of this is just getting some basic information on what's happening to the fish in our rearing area.
So monitoring and data collecting. Sounds mm-hmm. like you have some good partnerships with Fish and Game and Avista.
Correct. And also when you talk about what else we're doing, the national organization itself is extremely involved in working with the farm bills and those different in D.C. of making sure that there's funding for conservation issues. There becomes a pretty strong political arm for preservation for basically wilderness, for all the habitat where most of the native species now are at is in the high unreachable areas. So that the protection process is one of the real major efforts of national.
So it's not just making sure the fish are there, but making sure there's a habitat for them to be in.
There's a place to be, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then one of the other things that National has done really pushed hard for, and it's become a pretty well a statewide issue, is it's called the Western Water Project. And it's been working with ranchers and irrigators, the irrigation systems, dam operators, to make sure, and making better, you're helping farmers get better equipment so they can start leaving more and more water into the streams and reconnecting some of those systems that have been shut off for 50 and 60, 100 years or more. And it's been working really well. So the fish, they open up a system and they find the fish are in there that next spring or next fall. So it works.
I want to just say that Lauren is the current president of the Idaho Council. So he's our national political go-to guy. Some of the local things that we're doing is we started a youth Trout Unlimited group this year, and we took 25 kids out to the Clark Fork Pond, and we taught fly casting, fly tying, fish identification, and fed them a good lunch, very healthy, nutritious lunch of hamburgers and hot dogs.
That's what they love. Yeah.
And then fished with them in the pond. Fish and Game had stocked the pond for them. And so these brand new newbie to fly fishermen, everybody caught fish and everybody had a good time. So we're trying to hit the youth group fairly hard. Another education thing that we do is, as you know, bull trout are listed on the endangered list. And so we have quite an education process for bull trout. And this year we had this past year, we had a concert, a family concert featuring bull trout. And we did have our own bull trout song written by a group in Missoula. So it was a really, really good event. Another thing that we do is we have a presence at the fair where we not only give out education in our concern, we also have a casting arena and we teach people to fly cast. And we give quite a few kids that come in and have gotten really good at fly casting. We provide the rods and reels and instruction for everybody that wants them. And we'll be there again this year. So anybody that wants to get a basic lesson on fly casting, come out and say hello.
It sounds like you're thinking proactively for the future. You want to have people care. And these children are the ones that will carry that forward.
This is the future of all of us.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, the Trout Unlimited, as you say, is an international conservation organization. A group like the Lake Ponderay Waterkeeper, they're looking at runoff and how it affects the water quality in our area. Mm-hmm. How much do you partner with other environmental groups in an area? And thinking about back east in Iowa, how much farm runoff from their heavy nitrogen mm-hmm. Chemicals in their farm fertilizers affect streams. And so how much of it is that biological degradation due to pollutants that you work with or monitor?
We actually work quite a bit with other groups. And one of the groups we worked with is the Native Plant Society, trying to get past this rule that you can't plant grass or non-native species within 40 feet of the lake just to mitigate some of the runoff. So yeah, that's actually important, and we do partner with Scotchman's Peak on some things, on water keepers, and
well, and we work with the Forest Service when they come up with projects, and if there's something that comes up that's of concern, you know, we'll get involved or try to support it one way or the other.
People know to go to Trout Unlimited to get help or to partner on a project, mm-hmm. possibly.
Well, that's partly why we're here, is to let people know that we are here for mm-hmm. that reason.
Well, I do have to say, I knew that you were more than a fishing group, but I didn't know exactly how the extent of the work mm-hmm. you did. So it's good to hear. Yeah.
Well, and one of the things that we're going to ask the public, and we're a little slow this year, we're going to have a banquet on the 7th of March. It's going to be at the Columbia Bank Building, which is where the Panhandle State Bank is. The doors are going to open at 4:30. Dinner's going to be served at 6:30. It's going to be catered by Avanos. We've got auction. JoJo Baker's going to do an auction for us. We've got raffle tickets, door prizes. We've had a little slowness getting ticket information out. We've sent on the website, you've got Dawn's phone number. On the posters you've seen around town, there's a phone number. We're going to, as of today, we're going to have tickets available at both iCarts and at North 40, so that you can pick up tickets there. It's you can still call Don's number, and he'll reserve seats for you. You can give him a credit card or
okay, go ahead. Don, what's that number?
Yeah, you can call or email me. My number is 255-7928, and email is dwchildress. No, I'm sorry. Let's start over on that one. Is DWC, the number one, RSC, at Televar, TELEVAR.com.
And that is for a big fundraiser that is important to your overall
that
funding.
That's our biggest fundraiser. Okay.
And that is, what's the date again?
March 7th. That's Saturday.
Okay.
That may even be next Saturday. I'm kind of losing track of...
It's a week from this coming Saturday.
Time.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
You're ready to go. And tickets are now going to be available at Eichardt's and North 40.
And calling me.
And by calling you at 265-7928.
That's 255.
Oops, 255. Thank you.
7928.
Okay. And they can email you too. And that's going to be at the Old Panhandle New Columbia Bank building.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful venue. And so what are some of the, everyone wants, loves auctions and raffles. What are some of your big items this year?
We've actually got some really nice items. We've got a couple of tickets to Gonzaga game.
Oh,
we've got a couple of tickets to Seahawks games.
With room.
Oh, at the Westland?
Yeah. It's one of the five-star hotels. They haven't picked it yet, but it depends on timing.
And we've got a lot of fishing stuff and non-fishing stuff for spouses also. The wineries have been very generous to us. We've got some dinners to auction off.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a silent auction, so there'll be prizes for everybody.
Sounds. And you're going to have a dinner?
And we'll have dinner catered by Ivano's.
That's right.
And
always
Jim,
good.
Jim always
good.
Always does a good job on that. I mean, we've always been impressed with what he does. JoJo Baker is an excellent auctioneer and adds a lot of frivolity to our group.
Mm-hmm. Color.
So you have this big event. You have a lot of people helping on it. How many people are in your group? I mean, what's your membership, I guess you'd call it?
Well, our membership's about 350 people, but those are not all active, but those are people who are interested in conservation and do join the club. It's $35 a year for dues, and that goes towards conservation. We're strictly a conservation group, strictly a volunteer group, and so the money does go for a good cause. And we usually get over 100 people at the banquet. It's a really lively time. So,
are you going to have any music?
Actually, we do have music this year.
Sam and the guys with Chuck Mills Band is going to be playing.
Chuck Mills
is going to be playing. So
that's always good.
So that's going to be kind of, this is the first time we've actually had music. And it's going to be, he'll play kind of before dinner and on through dinner time. And then, people can get up and swing if they want on the way to the food, into the food line. So
sure, until they get their food, and then they have to walk back carefully. So you have this big event coming up. I would just want to remind our listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY. We're here in the studios of KRFY live this morning with Don Childress and Lauren Albright from the Panhandle Chapter of Trout Unlimited, which is a conservation organization here in our area, but is also an international group. And we were just talking about an upcoming event that's happening March 7th. And it's coming right up, guys. You ready?
We are ready.
We hope we're ready.
looking forward to it. I do want to mention also that one of the reasons I joined TU was I moved here from California, went through the culture shock, and not knowing anybody. And if people come here who do want to fly fish or learn to fly fish, this actually is the place to go. You know, while we are basically a conservation group, we all do fly fish. We'd love to have new members. We love to take people out. So, and I think it's a good way to get into the fly fishing community is to join a group like this, as well as do a lot of good the conservation role that we play.
So if someone always had the idea they wanted to fly fish and learn how, they could contact you.
We'd be happy to.
I always thought of fly fishing as a Montana thing, those slow, lazy rivers going through those lowlands. But
fishing is everything. It's wading in water so fast that it scares the everything out of you. I fish in saltwater also. We fish for sailfish. We fish for tarpon. So anything that
you any can get fish a, that's in the water
that you can get a fly to is a challenge. And you know, when you fish with a worm, a fish comes up, they smell it, they taste it, they swallow it. When they come up to a feather, they look at it with suspicion. They might try to taste it, and they spit it out immediately. So it's a different game than sitting there and drowning a worm and waiting for a fish to swim by.
I think what's really interesting about what I've heard about fly fishing is often it's not about catching the fish. It's because a lot of times you do catch and release.
We almost always catch and release now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the norm. Mm-hmm. And we say it's not about catching the fish because we probably don't catch as many as I, but that's not quite true. In some situations, you catch more than other anglers, but a lot you don't. Mm-hmm. But it's about going out and being one with nature. You get to learn the entomology. It sharpens your awareness because you have to pay attention to more things. So it's more of an all-around encompassing sport. And some people, their whole sport is just fly casting. They don't fish at all. Some people, it's tying flies. They don't fish at all. So there's a lot of different sports involved in fly fishing and catching fish.
It's a big world out there.
Yeah, it's a wonderful world. It's
a wonderful world. And so we have lakes and streams in this area that fly fishing is perfect.
Actually, very much so. They've and over the last few years, Fish and Game's made a lot more catch and release streams and rivers, and the fish populations have just really come back. So we have a really good fishery in the area that we didn't have 10, 15 years ago. So they've done I've got to give Fish and Game a compliment on that because they've done a good job with that. Just like they've worked with Ponderay Lake here and have turned a fishery around that was going to be lost. So they get a lot of flack, but they've done well there. But just a good reminder, don't forget, try to make your a week from Saturday an event to come and join us with a bunch of crazies.
A bunch of fly fishermen or people who love our outdoors and are conservationists and want to maintain the quality of life that we have here. I think that's one thing that's unique about our area. We know we've got a gem in North Idaho.
And we know we've got to take care of it. We have that awareness too, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you guys came in today because to find out more and to let our listeners know of the important work that the Panhandle Chapter of Trout Unlimited is doing here. Let's just go back for a moment. And that's March 7th, your big fundraiser coming up right away. And they can call Don at 255-7928, become part of the fun. And get a ticket, get some tickets, bring your friends, right?
Bring your friends, pass the word. And I will say that tickets are $40 for a single and $70 for a couple, which just the price of Jim's dinner alone, that's a bargain.
So that's a dinner, auction, raffles, music, and information about Trout Unlimited, too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll have a...
If there's one thing I could add that for the listeners out there, if you see a situation on a stream where there's a lot of degradation going on or where there's a culvert that happens to be impassable for fish going upstream and stuff like that, contact us and see if maybe we can give you a hand on correcting that situation so that we can reconnect some of these things. So
we have a website. It's panhandletu.org. So there's a lot of information on our website. You can contact us through the website. You can contact me directly. Did I give you my number? It's 255-7928. Call for tickets.
And that's for your big fundraising event, March 7th at the Columbia Bank Building. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of fun, guys.
It will be. We hope to see you there, Susie.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in. We are always happy to have you, and you just told me that you're going to become sponsors of the upcoming KRFY benefit concert at the Panada on May 29th with two awesome, amazing bands out of Oregon. So thank you for that, and call us anytime. We're going to take a little musical break. We have another guest coming in at about around 8:30. That will be Tom Harvell. He's from the Bonner County Chapter of the Habitat for Humanities. They just finished a house and they're dedicating the house this Saturday. So he's coming in to tell us about that. We are going to take a break. Like I said, this is the Subdued's Time for the Sun to Rise. We'll be back around 8:30. So stay tuned to 88.5 KRFY. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much.